I'm coming from Bari, from an international organization that is working in land and water management and agriculture in Mediterranean region. As you can see from the title in my work, I'm going to compare the performances of aquacrop model with those of two well-known and widely used models, as they are Cropsist and WAFOS. This work was done together with my colleague Rossella Albrizio and our PhD fellow Ljubomir Životić, and with suggestions and recommendations of Pasquale Speduto. These three models under consideration differ substantially by means of driving engines. You can see that Cropsist uses both solar driven engine, which includes interceptive photosynthetic after radiation and radiation use efficiency, and also the water driven engine, where transpiration tab is normalized for vapor pressure deficit. On the other side, WAFOS is a carbon driven model that uses assimilation of CO2 for the generation of biomass and includes also the solar radiation parameters and transpiration inputs. Nevertheless, aquacrop uses a simple water productivity equation in which transpiration term is normalized for reference evapotranspiration. Accordingly, aquacrop avoids to use the whole set of physiological parameters, as they are those related to leaf area index and interception of photosynthetic active radiation, and substitutes them with a simple and easily obtainable parameter, as it is canopy cover. Therefore, the main objective of my work is to compare the performance of aquacrop with those of Cropsist and WAFOS for the simulation of sunflower growth in a Mediterranean environment, considering full irrigation treatment, three deficit irrigation treatments that I would like to call slight, moderate, and severe, and rain-fed conditions. Methodology applied is given schematically in this slide. We had an on-field experiment, and we have measured the variables and elaborate data related to leaf area index, fraction of intercepted radiation, biomass, radiation use efficiency, water use efficiency, specific leaf area, and so on. Then we have calibrated all models for full irrigation treatment, and then after we did the validation of the results of calibration on full irrigation treatment for three cases of deficit irrigation and for rain-fed treatment. Experiment has been done at the experimental fields of Bari Institute in southern Italy. This location is characterized by semi-arid Mediterranean climatic conditions and clay loam soil texture of about 0.7 meters depth. An agrometeorological station is located about 300 meters far from experimental fields, and on that station we measured on a daily basis main weather parameters. Here you can see the variation of minimum and maximum temperature during the growing season, and also the variation of incoming solar radiation, while here below on the right side you can see the variation of reference evapotranspiration measured by FAO Perman mounted approach, and the precipitation events. A total of about 90 millimeters of precipitation occurred during the growing season, mainly at the beginning of the season, then after about 1 week after head appearance, and about 15 to 20 days after the flowering. A total of 12 irrigation events were applied. In the case of full irrigation, we gave about 420 millimeters of water. In the case of slight deficit irrigation, we gave about 350 millimeters of water. In the case of moderate irrigation treatment, input was about 300 millimeters of water, while in the case of severe deficit irrigation, we gave about 140 millimeters of water. Here you can see the main parameters related to the calibration of Cropsist growth model. It was done using the data related to full irrigation treatment, and you can see that above ground biomass transpiration coefficient was fixed to 7.4, while the radiation use efficiency coefficient was fixed to 2.8 gram per megajoule. We have used also other parameters from the measurements in order to refine the crop system parameterization. This is, we have used as a reference for calibration of Oswald's model, those data that are measured in another experiment in 1998 and published in 2003 in the same area that are related to the maximum gross assimilation rate of sunflower at antesis as it is given here, and we were constrained to increase this value for our crop and our fields, so we have used and then the value of 120 gram of CO2 per square meter per day. Finally, this is the way how we have parameterized crop water productivity for sunflower. In the case of aqua crop, we have used the relationship between the biomass and crop evapotranspiration, normalized for a reference evapotranspiration, and water productivity coefficient was fixed to 18.6 gram per square meter. These are results of calibration, so simulation for full irrigation treatment. You may note that all models reach in the end the biomass that is the same as in the case of experimental work, and that all models fit well also the yield. However, you may note that there is a divergence between the simulated shape of the curve in respect to that we have observed in experimental site. Now here you may see the simulated and measured values related to leaf area index. You may know that Cropsist and Wofost simulate leaf area index, while Aquacrop does not provide leaf area index data. When we go to see the fraction, the percentage of canopy cover values, you may know that all models simulate pretty well canopy cover in the case of full irrigation treatment. Let's go to the first case of validation, deficit irrigation, slight water deficit, full irrigation up to flowering, then after 70% of full irrigation supply. In this case of slight water deficit, you may note that aqua crop is going to react better than other two models that remain mainly on the same values as they observe for full irrigation treatment. And this is true in by means of both biomass and yield outputs. If we go also to leaf area index, we may note that for Cropsist and Wofost, leaf area index is remaining almost the same as in the previous case, while in the case of percentage of canopy cover, it seems that the values obtained by Aquacrop are more close to measured data than those of two other models. The second case of validation was done for a moderate watercress, where 70% of full irrigation supply was done during the whole growing season. And now if we go to see again the results obtained by simulation of Aquacrop, seems to be much better than those of two other models. Here, of course, we may know that also Cropsist is going to provide better results than Wofost model by means of both, by means of biomass and by means of yield. If we go to the simulation of leaf area index, again, you may know that the models are still remaining at very high values of leaf area index, while experimental data are much lower than that. The same can be also observed for the percentage of canopy cover. Here you may note how Aquacrop is going to simulate much better the percentage of canopy cover than other two models. Let's go to the third case that is related to severe water stress, where 70% of full irrigation supply was given up to flowering, and then after we left the crops under rainfed conditions. Here you may note that the shape of the curve, at least until the flowering, was much better performed by Cropsist and Wofost than for Aquacrop. And however, the final yield in the case of Aquacrop was more close to the experimental data than that of other models. However, it is worthwhile to say that the Wofost model is going to guess better the yield than other models in the case of severe water stress conditions. If we go to leaf area index, we may note again that both models are going to overestimate leaf area index, and if we go to see percentage of canopy cover, we may note that Aquacrop is still performing better than other two models. The final case that was taken into consideration is related to the rain-fed conditions, and in this case we have an opposite trend, so that aqua crop is going to underestimate the experimental data, while other two models, crop cyst and WOFOS, are performing better in these particular conditions. Here you may note the response of WOFOS and aqua crop for a strong precipitation. We had in this period about 50 millimeters of precipitation, while you may note that crop cyst does not respond well under these conditions. Anyway, we may also note that for those particular conditions, it seems that crop cyst is giving the closest yield than other models in respect to that of experimental site. Leaf area index is still overestimated by both crop cyst and WOFOS, and this is the case for the percentage of canopy cover. Here you may note that inasmuch as the simulation of biomass was not done in a perfect way with aqua crop, it still simulates pretty well the percentage of canopy cover. Finally, let me to give some conclusions. I would like to say that those results that I presented are just preliminary results, and what I would like to stress that inasmuch as aqua crop is much simpler to be used and it requires much less input parameters than other models, it performs similarly to other two models under optimal water supply. Although, of course, the curve of biomass growth is almost linear and diverged the experimental data during the crop development stage. Probably it's important to say that in the case of sunflower, we should think about the way to use two-stage water productivity function, so one up to the flowering and then another one after the flowering. Aqua crop simulates better canopy cover development than other two models that is coming from our results. Aqua crop performs better than other two models under, I would like to say, slight to moderate deficit water conditions. And this is mainly due to the setup of water stress through a solid link between canopy cover, soil water balance module, and three water stress thresholds. Crop cyst and WOFOS might need a substantial recalibration under deficit irrigation practices, and we tried to do that, and when we did it, then both of those models performs also well. However, crop cyst and WOFOS, at least on the data that we have, perform better than aqua crop under rain-fed conditions. Finally, it is important to say that I presented just a set of the data related to 1 year, and the further investigations are needed for different years, cultivars, and the experimental environment. We did already experiment in this year, and data are more or less similar to those that I presented. Let me just say that this work has been realized within the frame of DIMAS project, where Professor Ferreres is the coordinator, and that is financed by European Commission 6th Framework Program. Thank you for your attention.
I have time for one question. I saw that hand first.
Go ahead. In the relationship you have shown between biomass and cumulative transportation or cumulative radiation, have you correct the biomass values by the cost of oil synthesis?
No, it is not taken into consideration. No. This is just a biomass that was measured during the growing season, and these are the data that are coming from the fields. We did not make any sort of correction.
Already the values of biomass cost and distance could distort your final value of transportation efficiency?
Generally speaking, if we are going to take into consideration the water productivity in the case of sunflower, it is suggested that it should be modeled by two stages water productivity functions. So one that is used up to the flowering, and then the second one that is much lower value that should be used after that.
Thank you. We're going to have to move on.